Om Shanti. This is Yavyakta Murli of 5th March 2004 in the series of Mera Baba, point number 39. Speciality of Madhuban Nivasis. Everyone applauded a lot. Look, everyone has so much love for Madhuban Nivasis. Everyone is very happy seeing the service of Madhuban Nivasis. Even people say, you can't even tell who is making all of this work, who is giving you all the directions. It is like an automatic machine. So the fortune of this service of the Madhuban Nivasis is very weak. Whenever any group comes, the Madhuban Nivasis are an example in front of them. Even if you don't give lectures and don't read the Murli at the center, to be an example is the greatest service. To give everyone an experience of contentment is very great service, and this is why. Whether they are foreigners, the people from Bharat, and if Madhuban Nivasis souls travel anywhere, everyone looks at them with lot of respect. It emerges from everyone's lip. They have come from Madhuban, they have come from Madhuban. So those from Madhuban are no less. Sakar Brahma Baba used to say, those who are near to the cooking fire are in the heart, chul and dil. So the Madhuban Nivasis are on the cooking fire and in the heart. Bab Dada has love for each and every Madhuban Nivasi. You are worthy to receive love because in service you have kept the aim of keeping everyone content. It is good. So Baba is talking about Madhuban Nivasis. Baba is praising Madhuban Nivasis, and he is saying that everybody praises Madhuban Nivasis. Why everybody praises Madhuban Nivasis? Why? Anybody who comes here goes contented. He gets so much love, so much care and so much attention that he gets contented. He feels contented and he returns from here with that heart full of gratitude, with that heart full of divine love, with that heart full of love for the yajna, love for the family, with those pure vibrations. So Baba is saying, Madhuban Nivasis, even they don't stay at center, they don't relate Murli, they don't give speeches, but still they are doing the greatest service. How? Arvind Bhai, how? What you are doing, that Baba is saying that you are doing greatest service. You are not giving any speech. You are not giving the palna the way center sisters give palna to, sustenance to those students. Madhuban Nivasis are not doing anything of this sort. So what is the, in what way Baba is saying that they are the greatest? And even any Madhuban Nivasi goes to any center, they look at him with so much respect that he has come from Madhuban, he has come from Madhuban, he is Madhuban Nivasi. So what is the philosophy, what is the basic thing behind this importance of becoming Madhuban Nivasi? Giving out vibrations. And Shyam Bhai, you fulfill their desire. Do you really? You think so? Then they have left the world and the worldly cares and the worldly comforts. They have left the worldly ambitions. The one driving force behind all human beings is wealth, is desire for name, is desire for fame, is desire for worldly ambitions. To give up the world, to renounce those worldly pleasures, to renounce those worldly happiness, that worldly life, those ephemeral and the transient pleasures of this world. And they have come here at that time when Abu was like a jungle. They have given up all those limelight, all those attractions or whatever you call it of the world, and they came here. That itself makes them great. That is the first point. Second, even after coming here, if you see each and every Madhuban Nivasi, they are working in one department from so many years. Many people, when they come and see, they are surprised, astounded by seeing that this person is working in this same department and is doing the same work from last 30 years. Without any Sunday, without any timings, without any tiredness, without any fatigue, without any boredom, without any complaints. He is working day in, day out. And with that spirit of service, and with that spirit of love, and with that spirit of divine feelings, and without any appreciation, there are so many Madhuban Nivasis, they are incognito, they are underground, nobody knows them. And yet, if you see, they are the ones who are doing the greatest service. If they go on leave, then you understand their importance. Then you understand how this thing is going on. Nobody understands. This is so secret, so clandestine. Nobody understands how things are going on here. But there is a soul. There is a hidden soul somewhere. And who is responsible and who has that duty? But you don't realize it because nothing is visible on the surface. Everything is so deep within each and every soul. And they are working day in, day out. They are working from such a long time. That is the second. Third, their dedication. Their dedication to this yajna, their dedication to this, their love for this yajna. They have given up everything at the altar of this yajna. So that sets them apart. That makes them great. That puts them, they are somewhere above everyone. Look at their dedication to their work, to this yajna. That is the third. Fourth, why so much importance of Madhuban Nivasi, Nikhilesh Bhai? Why? Why you are so important? I am asking you your importance. Why you are so important? Unlimited attitude. They have come out of that limited attitude and they are staying in that unlimited attitude. Right now, that small family is not their home. That small society is not their home. That small district is not their home. That village is not their home. That state is not their home. That country is not their home. But entire world. Swami Vivekananda has said somewhere, my interests are not Indian but international. I have not come for India but for the world. Chanakya has said somewhere, there is a very good dialogue between him and the Prime Minister of Magad. And the Magad Prime Minister says that you are responsible for doing damage to Magad. And he says, how you will decide that who is damaging whom? Whether the Nandas are damaging or I am damaging the dignity of this Magad. And there he says one thing, I am not the resident of Magad. I am not the resident of even India. Everything, the entire earth is my country. So, unlimited attitude. You have given up those limits. Not one person, not one family, not one society, not one state, not one country, but universal. So, unlimited attitude. Then, what else? No expectations. They are working. They are serving. And there is no expectations. Even for desire for acknowledgement. They don't want that somebody should come and somebody should take them on the stage and somebody should garland them and somebody should praise them and give a eulogizing speech for them. They don't have any such desire, any such expectation. They don't covet such things. Then, what else? They are not worried about future. So that also makes them great. Okay. Disciplined life. If you see lifestyle of Madhuban, right from Amrit Vela, if you see many Madhuban Nivasis there, everything is fixed. Same time they will get up, they will do their Amrit Vela, they will have their walk, they will have their breakfast, they will have their service, they will have their lunch fixed time. Even to have such a fixed time is a great tapasya. If you see the worldly life, nothing is fixed. Everything is going helter-kelter. But here, such a fixed lifestyle, fixed dincharya. So that itself, such a disciplined life sets them apart. People get those who come here. Yes, so hospitality. all those guests, I don't remember, I have not heard till now that any person, any guest who has come to Madhuban and he has gone from here dissatisfied, disappointed. No matter how much opposition he had for Brahma Kumaris, but the moment he come here, this is the ocean of positivity. The moment he enters this sanctuary, he is transformed. There is a sea change in his attitude, in his behavior, because he sees that everybody is serving with so much dedication. He sees that everybody is such an unlimited attitude, and he sees that everybody is saying the same Gyan. And everybody is so much full of love. Everybody is ready to offer services, care. So because of this, then what else? I am asking you why you are so important, not from your point of view, from the point of view of others. So they feel that you are very fortunate. Okay. Okay. ठीक है. Simplicity, one of the sine qua non is simplicity. Simple life. No decorations, no ornaments, simple dress, no fashion, and still royal. One more thing is attitude. They are doing ordinary service, but an elevated attitude. They are sweeping the floor. They are carrying broom in their hand, but they don't look like sweepers. They don't look like laborers. They look so royal. They look like kings and queens and prince and princesses. They are intoxicated. They are staying in the inebriated stage, such an intoxicated state of divine intoxication, Narayani intoxication, Ruhani, spiritual intoxication. They are so tipsied and lost in that divine intoxication all the time. So that also sets them apart. Then, purity. This is the life of Akhanda Brahmacharya. This is the life of undivided, unbroken celibacy, which is so difficult in the world. Look at the worldly people. Their celibacy is there for some days and then broken. And then it is there some days. It is undivided, long-standing celibacy. So, Akhanda Brahmacharya, sacrifice, great sacrifice. Tyag is a very small word. I will say it is Kurbani. That's a very higher word in Hindi. Balidan. Even one higher word is there in Hindi. Utsarg. Giving up everything. Not desiring even an iota of praise, even an iota of appreciation. Not desiring a single small thing and giving up everything for this yajna. Is not that the love for God? Is not that the greatest example of divine love? What else? Always smiling. Baba has said in today's Sakar Murli, that is karma bhog. The bimari, the diseases will come. But smile should not leave you. You are always wearing smile on the face. So wearing smile on the face. Cheerful face, smiling face, that itself does a lot of service. Then what else? Nageshwai? Why you are so important? Fresh. They look divine. They look spiritual, they look divine, they look royal. Purity is reflected on their face. You can spot them. So she is saying that others are there, and Shraddhavan, if you are there amongst those 100, you can be spotted. Okay, so they are doing selfless service. They are not desiring anything. Selfless. Selfless attitude, a service without deep gems, no desires, no expectations, no partiality, no ego, no greed, no exhibition, no selfishness, no measure. No measure. There is no measure of this service. Nobody is keeping account. How much service you have done? How many days I have served? How many hours I have served? In outside, if you go, they work time to time. Here there is no timing. No Madhuban Niwasi can say that my duty is over, 9 to 5, I am going. If some guest comes, he has to serve them, he has to attend them. And he does it willingly, with all the love, without showing any signs of displeasure on the face, without showing any signs of fatigue. Such undefatigable service.
They are very dedicated.
That we said already. 24 hours, 24/7 they are on service, all the time on call. Anytime they would be woken up from sleep, and they are willing to do that. And they are one more thing, all-rounder. It's not that if you are doing that service, you will do only that service. If time calls, they are ready to do all sorts of services. If somebody goes on leave and the person from other department you see doing service there, the person who is doing service in one department in the evening, you serve, you see him in the dining hall serving. You see the same person after some time in some other department. You see the same person with a group explaining them everything. Sometimes you see the same person in the Om Shanti Bhavan. Sometimes you see the same person in the library. Sometimes you see the same person sitting here and giving lecture. You see the same person sometimes doing work of security. Sometimes you see the same person sweeping the floor, cleaning the Baba's room. You see the same person cooking food. You see the same person... Each and everyone they are trying to satisfy. So that spirit of cooperation, and they are like serving day in, day out. They give. They are givers. They are donors. The great donors. So how this has... And in the evening you see them leading meditation. Sitting on the sandali and leading meditation. It's not that the greatness. Yeah. Peacefully, without any noise, without any shouting, a pin drop silence, everything is going on so smoothly. Who is preparing tea? What time? You never know. You go to Shantivan, you never realize who is preparing food, how is tea is getting made, how this water is coming, how this everything is happening. Is not a divine magic. Baba has said automatic machine. Everything is going on here, automatic machine. Whatever, whenever any groups comes, Madhuban Niwasis are an example in front of them. Even people say, you can't even tell who is making all of this work and who is giving all the directions. Who is making things move? How things are going on by divine force? There's an automatic machinery which is going on. No matter there is a rain, but still there is a hot water. No matter there is a hunger and people, there is a famine in the world. Here, you are having Brahma Bhojan. Last night, Madhuban Niwasis had. Right, Shambhai? Day before yesterday, Bhatti people had. So every day, it's a life of celebration and life of enjoyment and life of feasting and not fasting. But, it's not so easy also to become Madhuban Niwasi. Manorindra Dadi was there. And they had, a group had come and they told that group told Dadi, some outsiders, these your Madhuban Niwasis, these Kumars, they keep on enjoying all the time here. And you say that you are great renunciate. Look at them, they are keep on enjoying all the time. Dadi said, then who will enjoy you? If not they, they are the only ones in the world who are worthy of this enjoyment. And they say that you stay in Madhuban. You don't have to prepare food. You have a room. You don't have to earn. You don't have to work outside. You don't have to do that much traveling as the worldly people do. You have your clothes washed and ironed. You don't have to wash your clothes. You don't have to iron your clothes. You don't have to wash utensils. You don't have to do, you don't have to pay bills, electricity bill, laundry bill. You don't have to pay any bill. You don't have to go to market. You don't know what is the rate of oil. Sushil bhai, what is the rate of potatoes? Recent rates of oil, are you aware of? What is the rate of wheat and rice, Shraddhaven? Do you know? So, these people are unaware of all of these things. So people, worldly people say, you are leading a life of luxury and life of comforts. Dadi used to say, you come and stay then. You are saying, no, this is a life of luxury. You come and show and stay. Then you will realize. So, to be Madhuban Nivasi is a great fortune. Here Baba is saying one more thing. Set an example for others. So this is the second question. First question was, what is the glory of Madhuban Nivasis? Second question is, how to set an example before the world? Become an embodiment of all virtues. Become an embodiment of what you say. Whatever three things you think, you speak and you do, these three things should be in alignment with each other. It should not happen that you think something, you do something and you speak something. These three things should be in alignment with each other. So to set an example is, first of all, there should be equanimity in speech, thought and action. Thought, word and deed. First. Second, how do you set an example before the world? The world follows you, you become an ideal, you become an idol. Idol of the world. How? How do you become the idol? Elevated actions. Okay. Then? Accuracy, punctuality. You start doing your work with lot of accuracy. That is the first thing. Yogah karmasu kaushalam. Yoga should impart that dexterousness, that skillfulness. If you are doing any work, and if that same work is being done by somebody outside, there should be somebody, something, your knowledge should be updated. It should not happen that because you are lost in your gyan and yoga, you say that, I don't know the skills. Your skills should be perfected. You should have perfect skills. You should have complete knowledge of your profession, of your job, of your seva, of your duty. And you should be aware of everything that is updated. You should be able to do smart service, not hard service. Not laboring. But there are ways, there are means to do smart services. There are facilities of science which are available. And you should avail yourself of those facilities. Rather than using a bullock cart still, when there is a four-wheeler available. Not like that. So it's a smart work. Less energy, less time, less money. Less energy, less time, less money, as much less as possible, less instruments or sadhan or facilities. That should be the aim of service. Then, how to set an example? How to set an example before the world? That is the question. By? How to set an example? By becoming perfect in work, in your service, by not avoiding all the mistakes. Yeah. Give solutions to other. That time you set an example. No, something else. Through their behavior. Your behavior should be good. It should not happen that, who was telling that the other day? Sushil bhai was telling that you are giving a lecture on how to get rid of anger, and after some time you get angry and people come and explain you, calm down. Speaker himself is angry. We are giving lectures on anger management. But if there is a little time disturbance, if I have to go and wait, I am angry. And I have to give a lecture on anger management. There was a sister who was going to give a lecture on time management. And she was going by train and there was a halt at one station, she got down and started purchasing something. By the time she finished, train was gone. And she was about to go to give lecture on time management. So it should not happen that we are teaching the world and the world starts teaching us. First you do. This should not happen. We have to become the embodiment, first of all. So, behavior, elevated. Behavior should be divine. What else? How to set an example before the world? Integrity in? Overall integrity. Okay. Then? Consistency in the work. Integrity as well as consistency. It's not that you do one day and you give up other. Whatever you do, it should not be like fad. You do it one day, you practice, you have it fashioned one day and next day you give up. It's not like, it's not a fad. It's a consistent efforts. Everything. Consistency in everything in life. That makes you set an example for others. Anything else?
Patience.
Okay. Then what else? Politeness. Humility. An assuming attitude. There should not be any show off. There should not be any haughtiness. There should not be any arrogance. There should not be any egoistic attitude in our service regarding our everything. We should not move with that air around us. But an unassuming attitude, a down to earth attitude, a very simplistic attitude, a simple approach. What else? Cooperation. You are ready to give cooperation at all times. All times. And to all people and without any partiality. Without any favoritism, without any nepotism. So,
easy to approach.
You should be accessible. You should be accessible. That is also one thing. Last point, then we'll finish this. Continuity is consistency. Balance. There has to be a balance in the life. There is a balance being a master and being a child. When to become a child and when to become a master. It's not that every time you are master. Sometimes you have to become a child. Jesus Christ was asked, to whom the kingdom of heaven belongs? He said that kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like child. Be like a child. He lifted a girl who was standing there, and he said that kingdom of God, kingdom of earth belongs to those who are like child. He said those who are pure shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. But the kingdom of earth belongs to those who are like child. Now is their kingdom, not the kingdom which is about to come, but now. So a childlike attitude, that simple attitude. So being a master as well as child. So always have the intoxication that we are resident of Madhuban. Not only those who stay in Madhuban. Madhuban is not a geographical place. Madhuban doesn't mean this is a Madhuban. All places where Baba is being remembered is Madhuban. All places where you are in remembrance of Baba is Madhuban. Every place where Baba's Gyan is being given is Madhuban. Every place where people are sitting in remembrance, in the journey of remembrance, is Madhuban. Every place where service is being done is Madhuban. It's not a geographical definition alone. So everyone should think that I am Madhuban Nivasi. And whatever is the glory of Madhuban Nivasi is my glory. One. And second, we have to set an example before the world. We have to become the ideal. People should look up to us. Yes, we have to become like this. These are the people. These are the people who are the upholders and supporters of this world. And we are that. Tattvamasi. You are that. Madhuban Nivasi. Om Shanti.